St. Thomas Summa, Part 3, Question 16, Article 8. Whether this is true, Christ is a creature. Objection 1. It would seem that this is true, Christ is a creature. For Pope Leo says, a new and unheard of covenant, God who is and was, is made a creature. Now, we may predicate of Christ whatever the Son of God became by the Incarnation. Therefore, this is true, Christ is a creature. Objection 2. Further, the properties of both natures may be predicated of the common hypostasis of both natures, no matter by what word they are signified, as stated above in Article 5. But it is the property of human nature to be created, as it is the property of the divine nature to be creator. Hence, both may be said of Christ, that is, that he is a creature, and that he is uncreated and creator. Objection 3. Further, the principal part of a man is the soul rather than the body, but Christ, by reason of the body which he took from the Virgin, is said simply to be born of the Virgin. Therefore, by reason of the soul which is created by God, it ought simply to be said that he is a creature. On the contrary, Ambrose says, was Christ made by a word? Was Christ created by a command? As if to say, no. Hence, he adds, how can there be a creature in God? For God has a simple, not a composite nature. Therefore, it must not be granted that Christ is a creature. I answer that. As Jerome says, words spoken amiss lead to heresy. Hence, with us and heretics, the very words ought not to be in common, lest we seem to countenance their error. Now, the Arian heretics said that Christ was a creature and less than the Father, not only in his human nature, but even in his divine person. And hence, we must not say absolutely that Christ is a creature or less than the Father, but with a qualification, that is, in his human nature. But such things as could not be considered to belong to the divine person in itself may be predicated simply of Christ by reason of his human nature. Thus, we may say simply that Christ suffered, died, and was buried. Even as in corporeal and human beings, things of which we may doubt whether they belong to the whole or the part, if they are observed to exist in a part, are not predicated of the whole simply, that is, without qualification. For we do not say that the Ethiopian is white, but that he is white as regards his teeth. But we say without qualification that he is curly, since this can only belong to him as regards his hair. Reply to Objection 1. Sometimes, for the sake of brevity, the holy doctors use the word creature of Christ without any qualifying term. We should, however, take as understood the qualification as man. Reply to Objection 2. All the properties of the human, just as the divine nature, may be predicated equally of Christ. Hence, Damascene says that Christ, who is God and man, is created and uncreated, passible and impassible. Nevertheless, things of which we may doubt to what nature they belong are not to be predicated without a qualification. Hence, he afterwards adds that the one hypostasis, that is, of Christ, is uncreated in its godhead and created in its manhood. Even so, conversely, we may not say without qualification, Christ is incorporeal or impassible, in order to avoid the error of Manes, who held that Christ had not a true body, nor truly suffered. But we must say with a qualification that Christ was incorporeal and impassible in his Godhead. Reply to Objection 3. There can be no doubt how the birth from the Virgin applies to the person of the Son of God, as there can be in the case of creation, and hence there is no parity.